I'm so excited for no particular reason. I'm just so happy to be recording this right now. Like, I'm just totally in the mood to share my heart, to provide you with some wisdom, some values, some updates on my life, where I'm at right now, some habits I am working on, I guess. There's nothing new, but when it comes to my habits, but I did reconnect to them, which is really, really good and exciting. I mean, I guess I never really lost it. It's basically just waking up early consistently. That's what I really want to share with you when it comes to life updates and stuff, because that shit is life-changing. Absolutely life-changing, and I'm just so thankful for it. But yeah, so I know I uploaded an episode this week with my friend Cam. I hope you guys really enjoyed that episode. I personally loved it. I thought it was beautiful. She really shared and opened her heart up to us. So yeah, hopefully you got a lot out of that. And if that's something that you've never heard of before, you know, sensual embodiment, sexual embodiment, and all that good stuff, and it kind of just caught you off guard, or maybe you are uncomfortable, no worries. That's okay too. You don't have to love every episode. You don't have to feel connected to everything that we bring on the podcast, but just open your mind to it. It's definitely a planted seed, you know? And I know that this stuff can be a little uncomfortable when you're exploring parts of yourself that maybe you've kept hidden for a very long time, or you're just not necessarily comfortable with yet. All good, girl. All good. Before we get into it, Peter surprised me with a spiritual retreat, which I'm really fucking excited about because I've been wanting to go on a spiritual retreat for a very long time. I wasn't necessarily sure which one I was going to go to or like where I would really land when it came to that. But my mentor, she's having one. I was really excited about it and I was actually telling Peter, but I had all these different excuses. And good excuses for good reasons, you know? I'm just like, oh my God, December, that's right around Christmas. You know, we were going to be moving around that time. Our wedding's in 3 months. There was just so many obstacles when it came to that retreat. But I really fucking wanted to go. She really wanted me to go as well. And then one day, well, first of all, let me just tell you guys this real fast. I have a list of desires that I revisit and read all the time. And the other day I was actually reading them out loud. And it felt really good to read them out loud. I was like, yeah, this is a great reminder of what I'm working towards and what's on its way to me, what I'm creating in my life. And I had written attend a spiritual retreat multiple times on there by mistake, and I thought that was so funny, but I read it a few times. And then I also have written that I want to host a spiritual retreat eventually, which my God, I'm so excited for. So whatever, that's just a side note. And then I think it was on Sunday or Saturday, I woke up and my phone screen background was plane tickets, like the itinerary, not the itinerary. Is it the itinerary? Yeah, I think that's what it's called. With the plane times, arrival, the airport information, all that. And then it was pasted on top of a screenshot of the sales page for the retreat that I'm attending. And I was so confused. I'm like, why is this on my back? Is this not my phone? Like, what the fuck is going on? I was just so tired and so confused. And then when I woke up, I looked at it and I'm like, oh my fucking God. I think this means that Peter purchased it for me and surprised me. And I was crying so much because I just thought it was so sweet. I thought it was so fucking sweet, and I felt so grateful. And you know that moment when the manifestation just hits and it's just there and you're like, oh shit, okay, I didn't know it was gonna happen like this. I didn't know this was gonna be the first retreat that I attended. I didn't know that I wasn't going to necessarily be paying for this retreat myself. You know, there was just so many different factors that I couldn't have predicted, and I think it's a beautiful thing. And I was just freaking out, and just knowing that he was coordinating with her behind the scenes, it's just so fucking thoughtful. And I'm really, really excited for this experience because, as you guys know, I'm a very, very spiritual person. I'm obsessed with like meditation, breathwork, visualization, spiritual shit, like all of that stuff. It intrigues me. Yoga. It makes me so happy, and I'm always doing that stuff alone in the comfort of my own home, and I love it, and I wouldn't trade it for the world. But the thought of doing it in community, the thought of doing it in Dominican Republic with people that I've never met before, but who are also spiritual and on the same wavelength as me when it comes to creating their lives and believing that there's just so much purpose to being here on Earth. And, you know, that energy, I'm like, this is going to be so cool. And I know for a fact that many people have crazy breakthroughs when they attend retreats, and they get so much clarity, and they experience so much healing and so much processing. And that is what I live for. That's literally my hobby. And it's just really, really exciting to be able to do that. And of course, it's out of my comfort zone. I do have some sort of wound when it comes to being in a group of girls sometimes. Like, I did have a group of girls in high school that I was friends with, and even in college. But the thing is that when I was growing up, I was bullied a lot. So I had a lot of different people that didn't like me, or that wanted to like gang up on me, or like make me feel bad about myself and stuff like that. So sometimes that wound gets triggered when I am in spaces where I don't know anybody. You know, of course I know Sam, and of course I'm going to bond with her and talk to her. Like, I really do see her as a really good friend as well as a mentor, but I also know that she's the host of the retreat. She's busy, right? So I'm going to take it upon myself to meet people and to bond with them, and just, you know, that's out of my comfort zone. I'm being honest with you guys. You guys are my besties, so I'm going to let you know the truth of it, and it's true. I do feel uncomfortable, but that's an edge that I'm pushing against, and that's so exciting to me because there's so much growth that's going to come from that experience of just putting myself out there. Number one, traveling alone to another country. I've never done that. I've never traveled to another island or a country by myself. The only place that I've traveled by myself is Miami, but that's not really true. I just flew alone and I met up with my friends. And where else? That's it. I think that's it. I don't think I've ever gone anywhere alone. So this is going to be a really expansive thing for me and experience for me. And I'm really, 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 really happy and thankful. And I got to be honest with you guys, this was the hardest year of my life. And I'm going to actually send out an email about it, not with specifics and details, because there's a lot of stuff that I've been processing about my own healing journey that I'm not necessarily ready to share. And I'm holding my boundaries with that for sure. And that feels really good for me to keep things private, you know? But it was a very, very hard, hard year, filled with a lot of lessons and a lot of growing and a lot of coming face to face with certain parts of my ego that I wasn't necessarily aware of, and certain patterns that needed to be dissolved. And it was a whole thing. And it was like, it really showed me what a true, true, true healing journey looks like. You know, when things get difficult. I don't think everything has to be difficult all the time. That's not what I'm saying. But sometimes, you know, healing can be difficult, you know, and it's a beautiful journey once you really understand that you're being held the entire time, and that the universe is actually guiding you, and your higher self is actually guiding you through the entire thing. And it's not happening to you. Your life isn't crashing. And yeah, I can go on and on about that. But it's just really nice that I get to end. So this retreat is in December, and I get to end this year in community and doing something that, you know, I've been wanting to do for a very long time. And it just feels like a place where I can express myself very nicely. So I'm very excited for that. And then wedding update. Everything is coming together pretty well. I gotta say, it's happening. The wedding is in 6 months. I'm not getting my dress tomorrow, but I'm going to my first wedding dress trial tomorrow, so I'm really excited about that. I'm really excited about that. I'm going alone. I don't have anybody here in Atlanta with me, but I've been told by some people that going alone is very helpful because you kind of just, you know, you do your own thing, you have your own opinions, they're not really influenced by anyone else, so that's nice. But my best friend from Jersey, Kat, is coming to visit me next weekend, so we might go to an appointment together possibly. I have a really strong feeling that I'm going to find my dress tomorrow. Like, I feel it in my core. I fucking know. But I still kind of want to go to different places and try on different things. So I'll do that probably next weekend with her. And then I'm going to New Jersey the weekend after that because it's my niece's second birthday party. Is it second birthday party or third? I think it's her second birthday party. And yeah, so we might actually go on more appointments then. So I don't know. I'll keep you guys updated. But yeah, everything is coming together really nicely. We're still going to get married in Tulum. We had to reduce our wedding list. I think I told you guys that already. But yeah, instead of having like an 120 person wedding, we narrowed it down to 50, which is very difficult. But that was necessary for sure. It was necessary. And as much as I want to share this experience with more people, it's okay. It's all working out very nicely. And any other wedding updates? I don't know, but we're staying in this really cute villa in Tulum, and we're still getting married at that same venue in the jungle. We changed it for a little while, but then we went back, so I'm really excited. So beautiful. I love it so much. And everything is just really coming together. I'm really excited to marry Peter. I love him so much. He is such a blessing in my life. And I don't take him for granted ever. Every single day, I really tap into gratitude when it comes to being in a relationship that really means the world to me. And I don't take it lightly that I found the love of my life. I know there are a lot of people who are still searching for them. And I also know that those people are going to eventually find them, right? And it's like the manifestations that I'm working on might be different than the manifestations that, you know, you're working on, right? And maybe that looks like you're looking for the love of your life or the person you're going to marry. And I already manifested that, and that's amazing. But what I'm trying to say is that sometimes I forget, just because I'm in a relationship, you know, I forget that there are people who are still in the process of manifesting the love of their life. And I know that if you apply the steps to manifestation and you really, really infuse your trust, faith, certainty, and your self-worth and your action taking, and you let your higher self lead in this situation, you're gonna find someone, right? So I just want to put that out there. And I know that there can be a lot of discomfort when it comes to seeing everyone around you finding the love of their life and all the things, but it's really not what it seems, you know? Like, yes, there are people who found the love of their life, but that does not take your ability to find someone you love away from you, you know? And there's this whole process that you can freaking apply, and I know that you guys are into manifestation, and it's just something that I've never had to do personally. I think technically when I was younger, I think the reason why I manifested him is because I was so fucking sure that I would find a husband since a young age. I don't know where that came from, but I was just so into visualizing it and picturing it. I was basically obsessed with that. I don't think it's a good thing. I was definitely too boy crazy when I was little, because I think it was like a father wound or whatever, but it kind of makes sense. Like I mentioned in a previous episode, I would play MASH and I would just, like, you know, dream about that. I never really dreamt about getting married per se. I knew I was eventually going to get married, but it was never a thing. I never felt like I was going to be alone. I didn't have that wound of like, oh my God, you know, what if I don't find someone, right? I've had relationships that ended and didn't work out, but never for a second did I think, oh, it didn't work out, so I'm not meant for love. Like, I always knew that there's someone out there for me. And if anything, I actually found it difficult with my last relationship, because I knew that there was someone better out there for me for a very long time before I ended the relationship. And I was like eager to meet that person. And then I finally met him when I least expected it, right? So I know there are some people who just like don't necessarily have as many quote unquote blocks when it comes to finding love versus other people, just like some people don't have those blocks with money, right? Like some people just feel fucking abundant and don't really have a lot of layers and patterns to dissolve, right, before they really become a match for abundance in their life. So everyone has their thing, and I don't want you to feel bad. I don't know, I can't believe I got into this, but I just thought it was necessary to say. And also, I've been having a lot of exciting feelings towards having a baby soon. I was actually thinking the other day, I'm like, okay, I'm 28. No, wait. Yeah, I'm 28. And, you know, like by 35, the chances of you, you know, having a healthy, smooth birth aren't as high as they would be when you're like in your 20s or in your, I don't know, early 30s, right? So I'm like, oh shit, I'm approaching 30, which means that baby time is soon. And I always knew that it was going to be pretty soon, but I kind of came to realization that it's actually sooner than I thought. So I would say like maybe in the next 2 years. I don't want to attach the outcome or predict it too much. You know, I know that the path is going to unfold. I put the intention out there that I want to have a girl and I want to have a healthy pregnancy. I want to have a smooth pregnancy. I want to stay fit during the pregnancy. I want to be able to be an amazing mom and still have a successful, beautiful business that just feels really good to operate and fun to operate and be really good at both things, right? So I have a bunch of intentions when it comes to being a mom, going through pregnancy, my relationship and how that's going to change and like the best way, all the things. So I'm definitely preparing, and it's just crazy to think because it's always felt so far away for me, you know, so far away for me. But it's like the time is here, like I'm getting married and, you know, the next step is kids. And it's not because I feel like I have to do that. I fucking want to. Like, I want to have a baby. I want to start a family. Like, that makes me so excited, you know? So, yeah, I've been, like, doing more core exercises and really connecting to my pelvic floor at the gym and, like, breathing and just really keeping that in mind, keeping that baby stitch in mind, because I definitely want my core to be on point. I know when you have a baby, your abs separate and it causes, like, that coning situation. I want my abs to be like super tight, and I want my pelvic floor to be on point as well. So yeah, that is the vibe for that. What else do I want to tell you guys? How long has it been? 20 minutes of me talking about my life. In the past, that would definitely trigger me because I would be like, oh my God, nobody cares. Why am I talking about myself so much? But I also feel like, well, I definitely don't feel like that anymore, first of all. But second of all, I know that the people who listen to this podcast, sometimes they just want to hear a life update. Sometimes they just want a vibe and they're just like, what's going on with you? Like, can we just keep it a little light right now and not talk about ways I could improve my life? But obviously, we'll probably get into that a little bit too, because you know I love that. But yeah, I'm going to actually press record to record a reels. So yeah, like I said, I don't really have a plan for this episode, but one thing that I was thinking about today when I was making dumplings, I think, by the way, so good, the Trader Joe's ones, but I was thinking and I'm like, I've decided that I'm going to be the reason why someone doesn't give up their dreams. And there have been people who have been that person for me. There have been many times where I questioned it. Maybe I thought it wasn't for me. Maybe I thought it wasn't working out. Maybe I thought that I made a mistake. Maybe I thought that, you know, I just wasn't cut out for it. And then someone came along and provided a training, a speech, an event, a podcast, whatever it is. And they fucking reminded me that I am 100% capable and 100% made for this, right? And that's been many times in my life. And I have to thank those people and to show gratitude for those people, because during really hard times when I just felt lost, those people were there to pick me up and remind me of who the fuck I am, right? Now my higher self does that for me and I'm so thankful, but I've decided that I'm going to be that person. Right, so I'm going to do what it takes to continue to show up to be that person for people who are ready to give up on their dreams. And that's huge. But yeah, I've decided, right? And I decided that I'm going to be that person that gives people hope, right? The reason why people just don't give up on life, they don't give up on their dreams, right? The reason why people don't settle for the cards they were dealt and instead decide to become the dealer. These are huge fucking responsibilities, and I am 100% down for them, right? So I'm only sharing this with you because there's so much power in your decision and in your intention. There's so much power in decision. There's so much power in intention. Because once that decision is made, once that intention is made, you are now connected, right? So you send that out into the quantum field. And the way one of my teachers has taught me before is you are connected onto that wavelength. So if you put that desire out there, I decide that I'm going to be the reason why someone doesn't give up their dreams, someone doesn't give up their life, and the reason why someone decides to become the dealer of their own life, right? They start to become the creator, the designer of their own life. I put that out there. So I'm attached to that wavelength. That means anything and everything that happens in my life after that decision is made is meant to teach me lessons and to get me closer to that reality, right? So not only do I want to do that, but I want to do that on a large scale. And that is my dream. That is my hope. That is my passion. So anything, even if it looks like it's quote unquote bad, or it looks like it's, you know, a failure, it's not working out, I understand that I'm connected to that wavelength, and that just anything on that path is literally placed there to either download a code in me, right? To give me the information I need to get to the next level, to teach me a lesson. Maybe an opportunity that's going to lead to this opportunity, that's going to lead to that opportunity, that's going to get me to the ultimate dream, right? So everything is on purpose. Nothing is by mistake. And I think that's a really, 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 really powerful thing to allow yourself to absorb and to live by. It was definitely life-changing for me. And as you guys know, I have a manifestation course that really goes deeply into all of this, and it's so fucking good, and it means so much to me. It means so much to me. I know that it is life-changing, and if you were to go through the course, you would be like, what the fuck? I understand manifestation on another level, and I am so fucking thankful for this, right? So it's not for sale right now. It's definitely going to be launched again in the future, but if you like that vibe, like if you like the way that sounds, or if you like the way you could apply that idea into your life and into your manifestation process and into the way you're, you know, designing your life, then I mean, that's just a little hint of what's in that course. It's so fucking good. But yeah, I just want you to really prioritize intentions and decisions, and understand that when you make a decision, it's not just a decision, it's a powerful decision. It's a vibration that you're sending out into the world. You're calling upon your helpers, right? You're calling upon the universe, your higher self, and you're like, hey, I'm deciding to do this. Now, can you help me create this? Because I can't do it on my own, right? And I think that's a beautiful thing. And I want you, if you're a coach, or if you're just a girl with big dreams, right? If you're a girl that wants to design, or a man that wants to design your life to your liking, you want to design your life in a way that makes you so fucking happy, that makes you so proud, I want you to really play around with making that decision and being firm in that, being firm in your decisions, being firm in your intentions, and doing that every single day for every little thing you do, right? Like, I'm nervous tomorrow to go try on my dress. Of course, I'm excited, but there are also parts of me that are like, oh my God, like, what if this, and what if that, and what about this, and you're going alone, and what if that, and what if they say this, and what if they pressure you to do this? And it's like, it's so silly, because that's just fear talking, right? So I set an intention that I was going to have the best fucking day of my life tomorrow morning, and that I was going to find the dress, and that I was going to feel so happy, so elevated, so excited, so beautiful. And I'm going to love the lady that's helping me, and I'm going to get some content. I don't know how, right? Because I'm not going with anyone, but I'm going to fucking find a way to get content, right? So do you see how we go from fear frequency to setting that intention for everything to work the fuck out? And that is making a decision and putting myself on that motherfucking wavelength. And you can do that with anything in your life. I do it from the moment I wake up. Like, oh, I feel like shit. Well, guess what? We don't have to feel like this. We're going to decide that we're going to feel good. We're going to decide that we're going to have fun today, and then it's going to be easy. It's going to be flowy. Ideas are going to just freaking come to us, right? So again, I can talk on and on about this, because it is just the way I live my life every single day, every single moment. And I'm highly aware that most people do not do this. And I'm so proud to be the woman that does do this, because I know that I'm going to big, big, big places because of this. And it's incredible. And I want to share that with you guys, because I want you guys to live this life as well, to live a life where you design it, right? You design it. You choose how you want to feel. You choose what you want to experience through intention. And you're just so trusting and you're just so confident all the time because you know that once you put an intention out there that you know that it's already said and done, right? And yeah, I think that's just a beautiful thing. Oh, wow, it's been 27 minutes already? I don't think that's a long time. It just feels like 5 minutes, so I'm shook. I'm shook that this has been 27 minutes. Wow, that's amazing. But yeah, guys, I've been waking up every single day at 6 a.m. and I had a little hesitation sharing this because I think there was like 5 episodes where I was telling you guys that, oh, you know, I haven't been waking up early. I decided that I didn't want to wake up early anymore. And then all of a sudden I wanted to wake up early again. I was going back and forth. And I was actually super depressed this summer for quite some time. I was. And I really truly did experience true depression, which I haven't experienced since college. So that was really rough. But we're fully out of that and we've learned so much from it, and it was just a lot of processing that I had to do, and it was very hard for me, but I'm good now. It was very, very difficult for me to wake up that early when I was feeling depressed, and I also am very highly aware of the fact that I was identifying with being depressed. And I kept saying that every single day. Like, I'd wake up and I would be like, oh my God, I feel so depressed. And I just kept repeating it to myself. And then one day I'm like, maybe I should stop fucking saying I'm depressed. I know that already. I know that the more you identify with something, the more you become that thing, right? And that happened to me with anxiety in the past. I would always identify with it, and I would always tell myself that I was an anxious person that had an anxiety disorder, and I would always just like picture the psychiatrist and the therapist telling me that I had this disorder, I had social anxiety disorder, I had general anxiety disorder, I had panic disorder. Like, they were telling me I had all these things, and I really just took that to heart, and I started becoming the person that just was that person. And I know that when I shifted that, and I think a past mentor actually called me out for that, saying, you're not an anxious person, you experience anxiety, and it clicked right away for me. I started doing that with the depression, and I kind of knew what I was doing, but I was just so down in the dumps that I felt like I needed to identify with it because it just felt like my comfort zone. Like, yes, I'm not going to be delusional. I know I'm depressed. So I needed an excuse for why I wasn't showing up, why I wasn't able to wake up early anymore, why I had no fucking interest in doing anything. When I tell you anything, I mean anything. I was basically making myself do things, and I was still doing things. I was still doing my rituals. I was still doing everything, but it just felt so hard, and everything felt so gray. But once I called myself out for it and I stopped saying I'm depressed, I'm not depressed. I'm processing a lot. I went through a lot this year. Everything started getting better for sure. My spiritual connection, I leaned on that the entire time. I'm so thankful for it. I strengthened my spiritual. Oh my God, okay. Sorry. My microphone unplugged, but I strengthened my spiritual connection so much during that time. I actually don't know what the hell I was talking about, but yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. So now I'm like, you know, reborn. I picture myself like being dead and then just like resurrecting, like just coming out of it. I don't know, you know that visual of like someone laying down but then you see kind of like them just shoot up. I don't know, it's weird, but I'm really just so much better. And yeah, I've been waking up super early and just doing my damn thing, because in the morning, the early hours, I feel so connected to myself, to the universe, to my rituals, to life. I'm sorry guys, my freaking microphone keeps unplugging and I can't take it anymore, because once it unplugs, I have to shut down the entire app and it's a whole thing. I don't know why it's like this, but it's annoying. So I'm using my regular mic from my laptop. Sorry if it sounds like shit.
But yeah, it just feels so nice because I feel connected to life. I feel connected to the universe. I feel just super, super happy at that time, creative, flowy. And there's so much time. Like, it's 1 p.m. right now, and I had a whole fucking day. And I'm like, wow, it's only 1 p.m. And I've done so much. And I feel so aligned because I took time to really intentionally create the way I wanted to feel through my rituals and through just like intention setting and connecting with the morning hours and the sunrise and just, I'm just so fucking happy. And yes, it's hard. And yes, I feel like shit sometimes or most times when I wake up, but I understand that I'm not going to feel like that for long, right? So that's just been amazing. And if you're struggling to wake up early and you really want to start being that person, read the 5-second rule because that shit really helped me a while ago. Anywho, I'm going to go now. I think I'm going to go do some podcast editing at the pool. And what else am I going to do? I don't know. Maybe I'll go to the cafe. I don't know. We'll see where life takes me. But I'm here for it and I'm just fucking, I'm loving life right now. So I love you guys so, 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 so much. Thank you for being a part of this podcast community and for tuning in every single week and for looking forward to the new episodes and just for being so engaged and for tagging me in your stories. Please continue doing that, tagging me in your stories and sharing what you love about the episode, or you don't have to do that. You can just tag me. Get the word out there. Leave a review if you haven't yet, or a rating. DM me. Connect with me. I appreciate you guys more than you know. Have a beautiful weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.